Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Hi, my name's Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Yeah, and good evening, folks, and we're back again at Sheffield Live. Friday the 28th of March, this day will never come again. And I want to welcome the resident kind of guest with me, Mr. G.
Yes, Wagwan people.
And also CV is also back with us too.
Yeah, passing through. This week, my past two.
Yeah, I've got the truth that you're talking.
Past two, because now other things I take precedence at the moment. But yeah, my passing two. Come to see the general.
Yeah, and it's another kind of like sporting kind of show. We got quite a mixed bag to get through, as kind of always. So without further ado, I hope nobody's listening, but if you are, keep what you hear to yourself and promise me that. You know what I mean? That me I said. So, gonna fling straight into the UFC. Something I play up right now.
That's up. Technology for you, my friend. That's technology right there.
With a live kind of show. Former UFC, sorry about that, folks. Those of you who are listening, those of you who have gone to sleep, you can wake up now. So, heavyweight champ Cain Velasquez has received a 5-year prison sentence for attempted murder.
Wow.
You know, 42-year-old pleaded no contest to attempted murder, felony assault, and other related gun charges last August in California following a shooting that he committed back in 2022. 5 years for that. You know what I mean? What's your thoughts on that, guys?
It should be more than that. Kind of short, especially in America, isn't it? 5 years for attempted murder.
Why? My man should be looking at least a 20s. He should be looking at least a 20s. But
could you say that he's got away with murder?
Attempted murder.
I'm murder him charged for the truth.
You come in like a comedian now.
I would have thought attempted murder would at least carry a 10-year minimum, you know? You would have thought, wouldn't you? The way they can come down with them sentences, you know what I mean?
Normally they don't ramp over there.
No.
Yeah, they don't ramp over there.
He's got a very light leg.
Yes, really. Because it's normally them coming. When they come in,
who
with a
was
sentence,
it he tried to attempt to kill?
Well, kind of like, he'd been on house arrest since November. He also received 1,283 days of time served because he'd been on house arrest, basically, reducing his sentence. The American former pro wrestler and mixed martial arts, known for his time in the Ultimate Fighting Championships, competed in the heavyweight division and became a two-time UFC heavyweight fling-down champion back
deadly.
In 2019.
He was solid. Solid.
Disciplines, he kind of mixed martial arts, boxing, kickboxing, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and Muay Thai, you know, was on the list there. Yeah, so 5 years for attempted murder, but yeah, you know, he
look, right, what's going on in America right now since Trump comes in on that? I'm not surprised he's got that kind of sentence, to be honest. Because knowing him, if he had got even more, Trump would almost have given him a pardon anyway and got him out. Because it's them kind of foolishness that's going on in America now. Certain people are getting light sentences, and a lot of people have been pardoned for crime they have committed by this man since he's got in. So I'm not surprised you only got that.
Yeah,
politics over there now, and the way things are working.
Yeah, it's change up. It's change up. My man, you can go and go broke down White House and all them places there, mash it up,
you know,
broke
I mean?
It up, attack out people. And then next minute, him say, all right, we are going to send on to prison. Send them to prison. And then when Mr. Trump come in, him say, we send who?
We
tell
on
us if we take them out right now. Call them out.
So, you know what I mean? That's the way it's going on over there right now. So,
yeah.
I'm not surprised.
So, Mr. Trump, go on, you know. tell the man, Mr. Fi, tell them, fi, take them out, because them not stop being there. And the next minute, no, then come out. You know what I mean? So, like my brethren said, gee, my man's just coming up with all different kind of difference now. So, you can't, really, you can't be surprised.
No, nothing's happening over there. It's a surprise, you know. Mm. Simple.
I mean, he said, what did he do? I mean, he injured Paul Brenda in the shooting. During an 11-mile car chase where he fired multiple shots from a handgun.
To police?
No, to the guy.
Okay.
Paul Brenda. I mean, he's saying that, you know, he's done wrong. He understands what he did. I'm not surprised, firing a gun. Who wouldn't understand that? But he says that, he goes on further to say that, I'm willing to do everything I have to do to pay that back, you know? He fought 15 times in the UFC, like I said, twice winning the heavyweight title with wins over Brook and Junior Dos Santos, the Californian, retired after a knockout defeat by Francis back in 2019. That's that boxer who fought. I think he fought my guy there, so who was trying to kind of get back in the fighting scene. What do you call him?
That brother there, Chatbot.
From the UK, boxer.
Yeah. From whoever saw in it.
From whoever we are.
Me don't know which part.
Well, where do you say whoever saw? If you don't know where. Eh?
Yeah, it's your father. Can you answer that back there? So it must come from somewhere, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, shall we let him off, people?
It's only been shall eight, we let him it's off.
Shall we grill him? Shall we grill him?
8 minutes into the show, and we start.
Like George. Shall we grill him like George Farmer?
Oh,
yeah.
Go on then. You know, that same brother, yeah, chat boy.
Yeah. Oh boy. Well, I mean, talking about George, sadly, the legend lost his life, and meant to kind of like go over this last week, but we had all the things to get through. So, big it up for Big George Foreman, 76, who sadly passed away. We will not sort of forget him neither. Passed away 21st. Of this month. It said, you know, if Big George dropped 2 lick on them, you'd steal a lick. That's what them say. Smokey Joe, he fought Ken Norton, Ali Fraser in there, you know, at 46 year old, the oldest world champion in history, throwing, you know, perfect punches, combinations, defeating Michael Morsa, shock upset back in the day. So, yeah, sweet talking sport. We remember.
I believe so. That's what damaged Muhammad Ali, you know. You know that fight them did have in the Nigeria, the rumble in the jungle and thing there, where Muhammad Ali was doing the rope-a-dope style.
Mm-hmm.
He took some licks from George in his head top, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Enough time, he said Muhammad Ali head go to the side, I'll back me look at how him head stay upon him shoulders, I don't know. And I feel so that's what led him to his illness, what he had in the end. The amount of pounding he took that night, oh my lord. You see, did you see that boxing match?
Yeah,
which one?
The Rumble in the Jungle.
Oh. Rumble in the Jungle.
That's what he's known for. Muhammad, right? Make my man. Tom, till him tired, right? And then you just see Muhammad come and pick him off. Both.
But he went through too much that night for me. I think so that night there was.
I mean,
not
just that night, really, but it's,
no, not just that.
Over the years, isn't it? The relentless thumps to the head.
But
you know
that
what I mean?
Night was brutal,
you know?
Though. I mean, I don't think you'd ever see a boxer ever again take that kind of punishment. What George dished out that night to Ali. Serious. I mean, what was that? Near enough 10, 11 rounds straight.
Yeah, I mean, that was back in, what, 1974, innit?
Something like that, you know what I mean? That was brutal. And you could hear them thumps from over here, sort of them there, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, what about the record, though, for Foreman? 76 wins, including 68 knockouts.
Not surprised.
Double that of what Ali got. I mean, Foreman retired back in 1997, but not before he agreed to put his name to a best-selling grill decision that went on to bring the fortunes that dwarfed his boxing earnings.
Yeah, that,
you know?
that little adverse and what did him well because he was a good product as well, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Yeah. Mm. You know, so
Wrestle up, George.
Yeah, you know, well kind of said, you know. Rest up and be rest. On to the Olympics. This is something that we've covered before, so I'm just going to kind of skim over certain things. It's the new Olympic president, which is Kirsty Coventry, became the first woman and first African to be elected as president of the International Olympic Committee, known as the IOC.
Okay.
Big piece of work.
Yeah.
What she have to clean up, because, as you know, there's the gender role business, and we all know about that, what happened there with Keith, you know, the gender role business where...
The Algerian.
Yeah, them thing we are say, you know? I mean, you know, what she's got to look at is the testing, which was first introduced, believe it or not, back in 1966. In response to that, the males gained physical advantage, including muscle mass and strength. They were fudging it back then. And representing in the female competition has led to unfair disqualification, which obviously is not right at all. Kirsty is the first female, and like we said, the African also as well. And this is what Kirsty had
to context what you've achieved here, being the first female, the first African, and by far the youngest ISU president has been.
Well, I think it's going to take a couple of days to truly sink in, but it's a huge honor. I never realized when I was 9 years old, making that dream for myself of going to the Olympic Games and winning a gold medal, that it would lead my life to this point. So I'm really very honored to be able to serve the movement that has given me so much, and I'm grateful for the support that I've had, and especially to all the women that have been in my life strong leaders, my grandmother, my mom, my coach. You know, I had really good examples of being able to go after everything. So I'm very lucky to have had that.
You've now got this handover period, 4 months, and then you take over on your own in June. What will be your list of priorities?
Goodness, I think there is going to be a number, but really it's what's important for me and what I've said is whenever there's a big change, it's time to have a pause, reset, and then move forward. So we need to really analyze everything that we have been doing, some that have come to the end, we've achieved them and we can say, great, are we going to keep them? Are we going to put them aside? What does that look like? That's going to take a lot of dialogue with all of our stakeholders, with the IOC members, with the international federations, with the NOCs, with the athletes, with our top sponsors. And so there's going to be a lot of dialogue. There's a number of things that I'd like to achieve within the first few months of taking over, and I will be able to share those all with you once I've shared them with all the stakeholders.
Stakeholders.
Yeah, the sponsors and stuff like that, yeah.
Well, sponsors is different from stakeholders.
But the stakeholders, they're kind of like big wigs and stuff like that, aren't they? Who tie things up at their end, you know what I mean? Well, but she needs to kind of knit all that kind of stuff together. But
it's going to be difficult then, isn't it?
I think she's got kind of bigger fish to fry, to be honest
with
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, obviously the row with the gender business, you know, for me personally, I just think that you should just deal with the blood tests, you know. People might say, why, it's not as easy as that, because, you know, there's 23 pairs of chromosomes, what, varying size, yeah? XY determine our sex, right? So the females have, like...
XX.
Females have the X chromosome. They can have XX. Most of them have XX. The males have the XY chromosomes. But the fact... Without going into it too deep, yeah, some of the girls them can have X and Y, yeah. So therefore, their chromosomes, you know, they can be female but have male chromosomes, like. But they lack the ability of the testosterone, which they probably wouldn't produce that much. Meaning they will form like a woman externally. You know what I mean? Other combinations, X, Y, Y, which probably people will become taller, lower muscle tone, impulsive, disruptive. Probably them people in that category will probably most likely get ADHD. Males, 2X and a Y, probably withdrawn. Females can have 3Xs as well, but they probably would go into the range of challenging behavior, social skills, anxiety, and have like a learning disability. You know? Forward no.
All right. You sure you want me jumping on this?
Well, I wouldn't say forward,
innit? All right, all right. But, you know me, what forward mean? Listen. Yeah? You know my opinions on a lot of these things.
No,
then,
right? Not really, because of the people you address. Yeah, so don't bother say, right? Say, you know mine. Because there could be thousands of people out there who don't know you. Yeah? All right, Miss Sari. Yeah, Miss
Sari. Want you this evening?
Yeah, Miss Sari.
What?
Excited. Lord of mercy.
The night is playing tonight.
Yeah, me know. And him start get a little excited.
He's trying out his little hooliganism from first. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, I noticed in my brace so chest. Yeah,
10 minutes since the last time, you know, Rude Boy.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to this. My opinion on these is kind of strong, but then my opinion, G's opinion, whatever. You've just gone through a whole heap of X, Y, and Z something there. So
Z?
As far as I'm
Z?
Concerned...
Wait. Explain yourself. About Z. Where's Z come from? Where? You must have talked about Z, bro. Back.
Where?
Must have talked about Z, bro.
Lord of...
Anyway... As I was saying...
Yes, Fred G.
For me, no, it's simple things. You got X, Y, and you got XX. That's how it's always been, and that's how it should remain. All the other things you just mentioned there, you gave in between and abbreviations of certain things. Well on.
No, I feel cut in there because the two X and the Y, them for real.
Yeah, but it's the XS is towards woman and XY is man.
But you can have a female what have X and Y.
Like I just said, let's just keep it.
You can't keep it there because I real something this. It's a real time now. You can't keep it there.
Anyway, as I was trying to say, people, XX and the XY business, whatever as we know it, male and female. Y'all come with you now too as well. You're on to this better this evening. Wait. Watch ya. People, me apologize for the host this evening. I don't know what I'm going with him, but I mustn't have too much sugar in him tea to that cause something sweet him.
Excited tonight.
Tea, man. I don't have sugar, you know? Unless me a pop a apple or something with sugar in it, but
listen to the tone, the CV. Hear the tone, hear the tone.
I'm looking from the other side. I've never seen my man pushing out chest like say him a Hercules.
Like him a pigeon in it.
Yes.
Pigeon one. Like, see that?
Coming like Hercules.
Yo, this chest here so not happening overnight, you know.
Lord,
you know,
Lord.
It's not overnight thing. So,
anywhere for me, right? This investigation needs to be done and going to him cook to find out whether these athletes who are going into the female side of things, right, are female, you know what I mean? Because from the look of some of them, right, they don't look too femaleish to me, but again, looks can be deceiving. So, investigation needs to be done. That's what I'm saying.
To me, you're talking foolishness, really, but that's on me still.
You can't say that God,
you can't talk
foolishness about chromosomes. Yeah. You know, because we all have them.
Yes,
you know
what I'm saying? Yes, we do.
23 peers and some big, some smart.
Yeah, we know that. But so from my experience over the years, from my little boy,
you won't be here now if it wasn't for your chromosome. Mm. You know, you see me?
Oh,
my belly's hurting me already, man. My belly's
doctor.
Get some soup, man. Yeah, you know, man. Get some soup.
Doctor of science. Doctor.
Yeah, you know, but
yeah, go on.
Some sorting out, you know, and Kirsty Coventry, you know, she has that task, but you know, she's all for protecting the women. Them, you know, I mean, the Algerian boxer, you know.
Look, right. If there's so many what's the word? But if there's so many these athletes out there that want to take part,
so many of them are
what's the word?
So many are what? What you said? So many are what?
Some of these men, them that are now crossing over, trying to cross over to the border and trying to convince me that they are women. Those are what I'm talking. Trans. That's the word. Whatever else. These trans. Why can't we have a category for trans and don't?
Yeah, you want to start now?
It's true.
You want to chat to Kirsty?
I would chat to Kirsty about it. Why can't it? Because it's causing too much confusion. It's causing too many conflictions.
It's true.
And it's causing harm to people.
Yeah.
People who's built up, when I'm saying people, I'm talking women, who's built up their career over years to participate in a sport what they're looking to conquer. And then somebody comes across, like, yo, I'm a woman, I'm going to take part. I'm going to let them take part. And then they take it to a complete different level, to a levels where these women are never going to be able to catch.
Well, I mean, it all happened because the Olympics and the athletic championships, weren't they? Because
nobody's courage enough to stand up and say, whoa, hold on.
Well, one of them, you know, it's just like, you know, what they registered at birth. And the other one, you know, were blood tests and stuff like that. So you got two different bodies and they were at loggerheads and stuff like that. When really, you know, it should be a kind of like a blanket kind of rule, really. You know what I mean? Because one organisation dealt with it one way and another the other one went another way. Yeah.
So you're talking
and that
to...
caused things to be lead to a rocky road, you know what I mean? When it could have been a lot smoother than that, really.
And that then puts the two of them against each other. And the person who's trying to defend themselves has now got a chance, because now you're saying, well, look, the two organizations can't really come to grips with which, you know, which is which. You know what I mean? So, but like I said, she's got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, 100%. You know, I believe that. enough work for her. But you know, I suppose she's got time to try to kind of sort that out, you know. But good luck to her.
I wouldn't
like to be in kind of her shoes, really.
I was looking for this doctor, but I can't find the name of this doctor. And there was a doctor who explained it perfectly well. She said something on the level, conception is conceived or whatever, but the sex is proven at birth. So whatever you come out as birth, what she was saying, and she's somebody who was up there and she was fed up with all the arguments. Sex is produced in conception and proven at birth. That's basically what she said. Sex is conceived at conception. Yes?
So okay,
then it is proven at birth. So whatever you come out as, that is what you are, she's saying. Not in and out between.
But you know something?
Go on, Dan.
Is not really even politically correct. Because you could have barn kind of like, and your things not drop down.
What?
The inside. So if that is the case, things have moved on from that. It's gone levels above. Now I hear that, and that's not you. What you're saying? That's what you know. What this doctor is saying, but that really is not really politically correct in this day and age.
So if things
not drop down and that, yeah, and later on it drop down. So what are you gonna be? You're gonna be male when you know from birth, and then years later, it's kind of like say, wow.
What do you mean things don't drop down?
Male.
What do you mean?
You want me spell it out for you?
Well, please.
All right. After 7 o'clock, me spell it out for you. But right now, we get on. That's why me gonna drop that because you know. Surely no.
This is the one thing I agree with Trump with. Although he's been hard and he said whatever else, but he just said it as it was over there now. This is it. This is what's happening.
Sorry, people. Look at me come back to man. Weird. Lord have mercy. Me come back to those beer controversy. Man a raise up chest. Man a bang down table. What? Lord have
oh boy. But yeah, I mean, just because they've got that label as doctor, no means to them, right? No means to them, right?
I am not going to argue on that because me and C was having a conversation about this earlier on, you know what I mean? So.
Just because they have that diploma and all them kind of thing there.
This is one of them things now, it's just getting out of hand, man. Whatever else. I mean, this guy with the boxing guy, whatever else and stuff. I mean, from when I first saw him, I thought that's a brother that. And that was just my eyes telling me that was a brother. And the way he was flinging lick on this woman, I didn't blame her for saying, no, I'm not going to put myself through
that. Oh, you're talking about that one when they get one lick on it?
Yeah, I didn't blame
I'm out of here, you know?
She took a couple of licks and she said, no. Because she knew the licks them she wasn't getting wasn't from a natural born woman.
I mean, it's like, but then you've got, you could take that a step further and you got the other woman who fought her. You know what I mean? So it's just like one took one lick and said, why am I here? And the other one fought her. You got another woman who fought her. So, you know, I mean, what I was saying at the time, I can remember what I said, is that them should have stick together and said, we ain't participating in that until it gets sorted out. For me, that would have been the correct way. Everybody stick together. You know, in one unit and say, we ain't having this. But when you get some wild fight and whether the last, the distance, you know, how many ever rounds it was or not.
And then it's the pressure as well you're getting from your coaches and everybody else and sponsors and all those things as well that come into it, isn't it?
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? So, but, you know.
Mm.
Good luck to her anyway. Good luck to her trying to sort all this out.
Adapt me, I said. Switching kind of alliances onto football, Man City. I mean, this is something that, you know, will be coming out anytime now about the charges and stuff. And we're glad to see these back for answer this one. But he could just kind of remain silent.
No, no,
and
no.
refuse to
no,
engage.
No, no,
it
no,
might not
no.
even engage. Like let's see which side.
I'm gonna take a back seat right now because
no, you're not taking no back
well,
seat.
Hold on, this
no,
man's gonna
no,
kick
no,
off.
No, you're not taking no back seat.
Trust me, he's back.
No back seat.
And you're already
you
talk about him people. Yeah, then yeah. Hey, yeah, I'm just gonna call on my corner. That's a con.
Engage, man. Communication.
Go on.
Yeah, it's the order of the day. Yeah. Mr. CV, I mean, it's not out yet, and quite rightly, he could say, you know, no comment. Yeah, he's in his rights to say that. Yeah. But we're live, and I'm sure the listeners would like to hear a man who lives Man City, can tell you anything about Man City, whether it's about Alex Williams, you know, the keeper, yeah. or Colin Bell, yeah. or even, why owes me, Balotelli.
He's not going to keep, keep quiet, man, trust me.
Oh, you know?
He's going to have something to say.
So, I mean, on the verge of this coming out, because, right. let me say, I tell you where I'm at with it. I kind of like, read this kind of like, this statement. And I tell you what, within days, they took it down. They took this statement off, right? And it was like, this man were basically saying that City going to get found not guilty. That's the crux of it, right? But then, like I said, it took it down because this was supposed to be kind of like a leak. So I just wanted to kind of like say to CV, on the verge of this, who else is it better to come from? What do you think is going to happen? In a nutshell, like I said, he could say no comment.
Well, Andy, before you answer, CV. So, this thing that came out says Man City.
It's a kangaroo cart, you know. It's a kangaroo cart. Sorry. Me sorry, you know. Me sorry. So, we just address that again.
So this potential leak there where he said that Manchester City is going to get... It sounds like he was saying they haven't there.
What, they got away with it?
But it's a leak, isn't it?
It was a leak. And the concerns for me is like, oh, coming to take down the ports.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, CV.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It's time for people to calm down. But... I would say, as far as I don't know anything different to anybody else, but from the way things are being put over to the City family, right? It seems like Manchester City feel like they feel pretty sure about themselves. Because I'm looking at certain things, me. If you know or really do feel like these things have been done, why would you be allowing the club to go out there and spend £180 million if you know that they're going to get relegated because they were found guilty? Do you know what I'm saying? But then this City just going out and strengthening the side. So to me, I believe a possibility that Man City, I can't say how they can be not guilty for all the causes, if I'm being honest with you. I can't. I think there's going to be somewhere they've got, but the majority of it, I think they're going to pass it. I really do think they're going to pass it, right? And I think if they're going to get any punishment, they're going to get some points deducted. Because I can't see them saying, oh, I can't see them saying, we're going to chuck you down and put you down into the first division. And
they can't do that.
I just can't say how they can do it.
Yeah, they just can't do that.
I can't say how they're going to do it. So, to me, the only other thing that they can do to City... Right, it's probably survive. You start with a 50-point deduction. So that then puts them dangerous. Dangerous to where they could get relegated then. Right? That's the only point I can see it. But when they come in, when talking about things like, oh, they're going to take the titles off them and all that kind of stuff, that's too messy.
I agree.
It's too messy.
And they can't do it.
So I can't see how they can do that. But we're saying that as if they're guilty. We're saying that as if City are guilty. We don't know that yet. Because if City are not guilty, I think the Premier League are going to have a problem.
And if I can step in there, because apparently the case is costing about 50 million plus. So let's say that City are found not guilty, then what are they going to do? Are they going to double up on Premier League and say, we're claiming our court costs? Which is a hell of a lot of money.
Yeah, them things
and can be
done.
And they won't want to lose face. My opinion, I believe they'll get docked points and they'll get fined, and then they'll appeal against the points and get them kind of reduced somewhere along the lines. I've always said that. The FFP, also known as Financial Fair Play, decision due out any time now, designed to prevent clubs from spending more than they earn, ensuring financial stability. Also, the US UEFA have got a role, introduced FFP back in 2011 to address the financial health of clubs participating in the competitions such as Champions League, etc. Premier League 2013 to 2014 season had its own equivalent of the FFP, known as the Profits and Sustainability Rules, known as PSR. Consequences of non-compliance: clubs that voted for FFP face penalties, fines, restrictions on players, transfers, disqualifications from Europe competitions. So, 50 million talks of that. So imagine if City win, will they sue the Premier League? That could well happen.
The thing is, right, I think for Manchester City, I think if City felt that they wasn't going to win this case, I don't think they put all that effort into it myself. That's just my opinion. I don't think if they felt that there is no possible way we are going to get away with this, I don't think that they'd continue with it. But they obviously must have something to back it up, and they've said they have. So I don't know. I'm like everybody else. We just have to sit back and wait and see what happens.
True. I mean, it's a pity that your kind of listeners can't see this, but I'm going to show the guys here. Like, it's kind of like a tweet. Look. So this was the post, and then obviously now it's got taken down.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So,
right.
And that was that post. I wish I did a kind of like took a screenshot of it.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? And then we could have kind of gone through it. But that post was probably up, I don't know, argument's sake, maybe a couple of days.
Okay.
And then it just come down straight.
Right. So what's your taking on that then? Are you saying then, oh, it's not that, maybe it's not right there. That was a leak, that source isn't really true.
Well, I mean, the leak was supposed to be a big source, but obviously probably got told, can't leave that up there, so.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Because obviously at this point, everything's behind closed doors.
Yes, it's supposed to be.
Do you know what I mean? So,
it's supposed to be.
You know?
I just think if that's been leaked and if that is true, then I keep getting my head around it. Why would a team who there's a possibility of you being relegated be then allowed to spend 180 million in January? Do you know what I mean?
Well, you know, like how you said, they spent that money. If they got found guilty still, whatever, the players, what they spent the money on. Said they got relegated. What would happen to them players? They would still belong to the team.
Yeah, they'd still be safe because it brought
them. It's a good way to get back up, isn't it? Yeah, buy what you need, you cover yourself. So if you do get relegated, you've got the players there already to bring you back up.
What will those?
To bring you back.
Will those players stay there?
Yeah, man, because Manchester's reputation will carry. They know if they get back up, they're going to make the money. And even more so now, because if you go down to, let's say, I don't know how the tables work. They get some points and they go right down to the bottom.
Championship, yeah.
So they go right down, say, to the bottom of the table or whatever.
Sorry, G, say that again. Sorry.
So I'm saying that if they did lose points where they went down to the bottom of the table, that's what I'm saying, I don't know how that part would work, but let's say they go down to the bottom of the table. If they've invested 180 million in these players, those players potentially have got the skills to bring you back up to where you were. And if you do that, you are talking money's coming back to you then, aren't you?
It'd be similar to what happened, like what Rangers, you know, when they got docked the most amount of ridiculous points, so they couldn't survive, and then they kind of like dropped down and
they tippled over
and worked their way.
Well, what you've got to remember, look at the backing what Man City's got.
There you go.
Rangers didn't have that backing.
Yeah, but if they were, on the other hand, if they got found guilty, then people at the top, they would have to go. I think they would have to go. You know,
when you say
so what you're saying, Manchester owner, for sale.
The owners, you mean?
The people who run,
the CEO,
the doctorate, directors, and them.
They'd have to have a clean out.
They would.
They would, but they just bring back others, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there'd be others to replace. Yeah,
They just bring back others.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. What I'm saying is that's the difference between them and Rangers. Rangers didn't have that backing.
Yeah,
I mean, they couldn't just.
There you go.
You know, do you know what I mean? But City've got the backing. But we're talking like, I'm just saying, we're talking like if City were guilty. But there's also the possibility that Manchester City are not guilty.
Yeah, well, that's the truth.
And the feelings are, if they're not guilty, what then happens to the Premier League?
They've got to sue them.
They will have to sue them.
There's no choice there because you've spent money over these last so many years. You've lost money. You want that money back.
So
you're going to sue them, and most probably then they'd have something out of court settle and they'll come to a reasonable price and everything sweet will crack on.
We'll see.
Interesting debates in the studio and stuff, you know. So, CV there giving his point of view. G finally came into it off the fence, and we managed to sort it out. Everything's good. That's how
we sort it out, my friend.
Everything's good. So
that's
well,
right.
Why worry
that's
about
why it's called
listeners. Yeah,
sweet
just
talking sport.
Yeah, just chill out. Yeah. Put the kettle on. Get out our chocolate or whatever. Jaffa cake and all them things.
Just listen.
You know?
Put up your foot down. Listen and laugh. Kiki, you know.
Yeah,
that's right.
Certain things will come out that you understand. So, yeah, well done, boys.
That's
well
right. Yeah. Drink two Harlicks. You know.
Yeah. Never did two check for Harlicks. You know. Never did two check for that drink. To be honest.
It was every game, and they were hard knocks. So much so, where you would suffer concussions on a regular basis. We were given smelling salts, sponge on the neck, back out and play. After the weekend, you come in feeling sick, dizzy, headaches. The treatment you received would be a couple of paracetamol and a hot bath. That's not care.
And looking back now, how much damage did that may have done? The fact that you didn't withdraw, didn't come off and carried on.
I think it's made a massive change to my life. There's no way your brain can sustain that sort of damage. My quality of life has suffered. I've lost jobs because of my issues with my brain damage. Relationships have failed, marriages. It's affected all parts of my life, all parts.
And you're convinced that is a direct result of your sporting career?
I have no doubt at all that all those concussions and sub-concussions that I had have changed my personality completely, I was seeing things, I was hearing things, I had awful thoughts, really dark moments where I thought, you know, why am I here? Yeah, I'm a burden on my family.
And how did it feel when you were told that you probably have CTE?
Do you know, it was almost a relief. I never dreamt for 1 minute that from my mid-30s onwards that I would struggle with issues of my brain. None of us signed up for that. None of us.
Yeah. I mean, like, obviously, rugby player. Talking about, you know, not having any kind of like knowledge really of what they could face in the game, and it's not the first time this has reared its head in the press. But there's, you know, nearly two thirds of players in lawsuits. That's what they're saying, you know. Basically, they're talking about brain disease, memory loss, confusion, impaired judgment, mood changing behaviours, issues, progressive dementia, only diagnosed after death, you know. So what can be done, what needs to be done, I mean, the authorities will be saying that they're kind of doing all what they can, but we know in kind of like any sport, you know, taking blows like that, you know, I mean, it was... I read something about one rugby player was asked to use his kind of like his head almost like as a battering ram. And we probably used to see that back in the days when they used to spear at the players, go in their head first and lick them in at them chests, you know, and yeah. Poleaxe them, you know what I mean? So, and this was a pro rugby player who got told to do that, you know. I mean, I'm not just saying this, but I think if... yeah, and I did play rugby back in the days as well. But, you know, if a coach would have said to me, you know, use your head and lick him upon him chest bone, I'd be like saying you're crazy. Do you know what I mean? You know, you've also got a choice as well.
I was just going to say
you know?
That you have to use your head sometime when it comes to certain things. And I didn't mean that in the way you, in the context you've just said, but you have to use your brain sometime when people are telling you to do things. No matter what kind of sport, any kind of physical sports, you know that there's got to be some kind of injury. If you are getting licking your head, kicking your head, anything that's touching your head, there's a chance, a very good chance, it's going to cause problems. You have to be aware of that. Mm-hmm. Now, when you say what you're going to do, the only thing you can do is to stop them sports, which is not going to happen.
No.
So even if you want pad up, man, and this and that, you're still getting a blow to your head. It's just that it may not be as forceful, but your brain is still moving around and then fluid in there, because your brain's not supported. It's there, attached with certain cords in a fluid floating about. So no matter what lick you're going to get, the brain is going to feel, and sooner or later, it's going to be affected. So what do you do?
Yeah, it's true.
There's no choice, really. You either stop the sport then, man. If you go into it, then you know you're going to get there's a possibility. You could get these injuries. Some men are in these sports for decades and they walk out and they're all right to an extent, but they're all right. There's other people who could go and get one lick and them cuff them straight away.
Yeah, it's just what you call kind of like unlucky, really.
You know what I mean?
No,
so
but
there's no real answer, is there?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can, you know, I mean, we discussed it on the show as well. You know, some rugby players will kind of like wear head guard, you know, it's not compulsory.
Yeah.
Do they make it compulsory? Should they make it compulsory?
It was just like cricket, didn't it? Remember back in the 80s when West Indies were giving them bouncers. That's why they bought out the helmets and stuff.
Yeah.
And still the ball find a way through to a man getting
through.
And still
I know, because I know I shouldn't laugh about this, because I can remember Brian Clough, and he said, "I don't bruise easily because of this thing that the mark of the ball." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bruise him up and that. You know what I mean? Yeah. So
and then West Indies, they showed them, man, when they were all going on with them big self, them man, they said, "All right, wait till you come on the field, but you can't do this." Michael Holding was one of the best for it.
That's right.
When he did some spinners and stuff. But remember Joe Garner, Big Joe, when
big
he was
Joe Bird.
Bird. Yeah. Bird.
bird.
When the bird was floating to the crease with that ball in the hand, you know that something was coming.
Andy Roberts, Malcolm Marshall.
Every one of them cricketers that was bigging up the chest, pushing out the chest back, they can this, they can that. And the West Indies showed them to everybody just quiet, isn't
it? That's true.
In the end, everybody just hold their mouths, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah.
But it's the truth, though. I'm not just saying it. It's the truth. Well, my man, that Australian guy was called Greg. What was his name?
Chappell.
Remember him running his mouth? Remember he's running his mouth, and what happened to him?
You get bruised up, innit?
Hey!
You get touch up, innit?
You get kufump and the crease big time and shut up soon, innit? Be careful what you say. Them say be careful what you wish for. Well, them man wish for your lot and then receive.
It's true, because when my man, who was England, he was England's captain, weren't he? And he said, no, we're going to come here and do this, and this is what they're going to do to them. And them just bounced them up, innit?
Yeah.
Bounced them up, right? And then just whitewash them up. You know what I mean? Mm. With bouncer.
Because remember, back in them days, West Indies wasn't running them out. No. They listened, they heard.
That's right.
And then delivered.
That's right. You know, like them Exocet missile. Then just seek and conquer.
That's what they did.
And blow up. All right. Anyway, see one of my ex-man there.
Yeah,
Lord, have mercy. Come back again. See him come back.
Yeah, yeah. Joey Barton being found guilty for...
God, Joey, you know, Joey.
He's been a naughty boy.
Oh, again?
Joey.
Never.
Again.
Again. Never.
You know? Again.
Not
you know?
Joey. Come on. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you know? Mr. Barton, former professional soccer player Joey Barton, was found guilty assaulting his wife by kicking her in the head.
That's correct. You know? Yeah. You see?
Former Manchester City midfielder.
That's right.
Given a 12-week prison sentence.
And Newcastle too. Newcastle too.
And the judge said, well, that.
Which is nothing really, is it?
You know, the sentence.
The sentence is nothing for what his reputation, what he's done. He kicked his wife in the head and he gave him 3 months.
He's got form, hasn't he? He's got form.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And what did he get? He got
12 months suspended sentence.
So suspended.
Not 12 months, 12 weeks.
Heat.
Yeah.
Suspended, yeah. Right.
So basically he's got to behave himself for 12 weeks.
And that's it. And then he's cool and easy. You think about the amount of men them I'm not defending them man, by the way, because they deserve to get what them get. But this ya man, yeah, this man. A juke out man eye, bun man with cigarette, kick out man teeth, lick down, right? How many things has this man done, And then look,
it's terrible.
Look, yeah.
You said suspended. Terrible. That means he hasn't gone to jail. He's just been suspended, so he's got a 3-month window to behave himself.
12 weeks.
To suspend him, to calm himself down.
Yeah, yeah.
Same thing, so...
I mean, you know, Judge Goldspring said, you know, convicted Barton of a single charge by assault after, you know, beating, two-day trial. Barton had a record of violence, like we've just kind of, like, touched upon here. And he wasn't satisfied that it's not necessary to impose an immediate prison sentence. Obviously, we disagree with Goldspring for that, you know. 12 months suspended sentence, yeah. You know, I think it's always a joke. And
I'm going to say, if it was a man of different areas and from a different background, right... Maybe the 12 weeks would have been different.
Yeah, I hear that.
It would have been different. That's all I'm going to say. Because when them take into account his previous and what he's done, and all of them have always has got violence in it.
He got away with it. Now, what if we were just talking about head injuries there now from playing rugby and whatever sport?
what if that kicking his wife said now?
There you
further
go.
Further down the road, they found out she's there got some go. Kind of injury in her brain, yeah, and yeah, they yeah, trace yeah. it back to
yeah.
that.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
They
yeah.
said, well, that was the only time she got a lick in her head.
Yeah.
That's caused this. What then? I'm going with them tune again, Lord God.
Have mercy, come in.
What would they know? Oh, Raggy Joey boy. Go plate style. Go plate style.
Tune from
long time you them tune.
I haven't heard them tune there from morning.
You know what I mean? We find,
where did you hold that from?
Oh, to my dub basket.
Yeah, that would have been a dub play that in a what? Session yes. that you come you with know? That one.
Yeah,
crowd
yeah.
have been making up noise
yeah,
now.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's true. That's true. Yeah, yo, appa, jack it up.
Pull up.
You know them zone there. Yeah. Yeah, anywhere. On a serious note, my man, he's got away with it.
Yes, he has.
Because when you look at his previous form and what he's got 12 week, and like I said, all the other his misdemeanors, what he's had, right, have all included violence, right? And he gets a 12 week now.
Suspended.
Yeah.
Don't forget the suspended.
No, so there you go. Anywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Alright, well, come true now.
Time,
come true,
time
yeah.
running
come
out fast, really. Come last five, so it's just pure football vibes.
Alright.
So we've got a match this evening down at the Lane, Sheffield United v Coventry City, second.
Yeah, big game.
The fifth, following the double. The double. I mean, what did you say about Wednesday CV, about doubling up on the darts business?
Oh, because listen, me no say. A lot of them Sheffield United man love to play darts. Yeah, I know all heap of darts man, you know, who support Sheffield United, right? So when you got the dart board and you are look now if you come out now, you know, if you come out, if you finish, you finish on a double. You know that, G? A double you
finish. Yeah, you may right? you go on, go
so
on,
you
go
line
on.
Up for your dart. And you just dash him in at the double. And you get what you call double. You know, then Wednesday man double.
You lick the double, it call yeah. like, what?
Ask them Wednesday man. You see how like, Fiwi captain, him know about double. You know what I mean?
But he never reach a double though, is he?
That's what yeah, I'm yeah. saying. Yeah, but him know about it.
Yeah, him understand the process.
But the thing is with Fiwi captain now, from him hear about the double, the phone gone, the phone lock off, like it normally
security
does.
Tight,
yeah, it? Like it normally does. But anyway,
yeah.
There you
so,
go.
Yeah,
I'm looking at. Listen, a quick one there now. Yeah, I'm looking at a 2-1 there. You know, to Sheffield United tonight. I'm looking at a 2-1 because it can be very tight.
Yeah, they have to take it. Yeah, it's got to be a win. Nothing less, nothing more but that, yeah.
Well, I was hoping a 2-0 on the off chance.
Really?
You know? Yeah. This is United. United, we are dealing with.
Go on,
2-0 to my team there, you know?
And then Cardiff City entertain the Owls 21st, and the Owls are 12th, and they play tomorrow. Has failed to score in the last five games against the Blades, so they'll be looking to bust goal against Coventry City. Wednesday, outsiders really heading into the final eight games to play. You know what I mean? So I think Cardiff are gonna show up. Really.
Hope so. Hope so.
Sorry to say that, Captain. Yeah. Man City in the FA Cup.
Difficult draw that.
Against
City could lose that.
Bournemouth.
City could lose that. We've already lost to them already in the league, so it's a difficult draw. It's anybody's game. That's all I'm going to say. If we get through it, that's very good. If we don't, it's what I expect. So, yeah. You know?
It is a very difficult draw. I mean,
it is a difficult draw.
Because Bournemouth can come out and play.
Bournemouth,
you know what I mean? The
at this present
no,
moment,
no points.
At moment, they're playing well, right? So, if City get through it, fantastic. If they don't, well,
season done. They must fight to try and get in a Champions League. That's it. A finish.
I mean, it's only Bournemouth's chance to get silverware. Do you know what I mean? I think that they'll be pushing hard.
Yeah, well, it's the same for City too. They've got nothing else. Nothing else. You know, if they come out of that Sunday, they finish.
Yeah, and you've heard it on Sweet Talking Sport. You hear that from Mr. City himself. If they come out of that, them season done, him, I say. But, you know, despite that, what are they going to do? Where are they in the league? Are they fourth?
Fifth. But we play on Wednesday against Leicester, which I'm going to. And
that's
going
to be 3 points.
Them can put City back into either set, could put them back to fourth.
Yeah, I mean, you know, those who have tuned in, I hope you've enjoyed the ride. And we'll be back here next week. And thank you for G and CV for your...